How to cope with emergencies. Citizens organized to prepare for emergencies. Guide for setting up COPE neighborhood teams. Telephone number 707-543-3711. A little bit about COPE. Citizens organized to prepare for emergency, otherwise known as COPE, was started by residents of the Santa Rosa community of Oakmont in cooperation with the Santa Rosa Fire Department and the American Red Cross. The leaders of the Oakmont COPE program, Susan Hattendorf and Al Thomas, have over two-thirds of their 2,800 households participating in their program. It is the belief of the City of Santa Rosa that we can and need to repeat the success. With the help of spirited citizen volunteers working in the community to train and educate their neighbors, we can all cope a little better with disasters that may disrupt our lives, such as earthquake, fire, flood, landslide, terrorism, public health, or other community emergencies. The mission of COPE is to help residents, families, and neighborhoods become and remain better prepared to respond to and recover from emergency situations. This includes developing individual response plans, maintaining individual emergency supply kits, and outreaching to neighborhoods and the community. COPE terms. Resident. A resident is a person or party that lives in a dwelling, home, apartment, mobile home, or other facility. Lives in one of the Santa Rosa fire districts. Neighborhood leader. A neighborhood leader collects information from households, trains residents, maintains database, schedules regular meetings, and is first on the scene after an emergency and remains there until relieved of duty. Takes roll call, completes summary report, and gives assignments. Gives summary report to COPE community coordinator or district zone leader. Retains COPE photo ID to show fire responders if requested. Neighborhood co-leader. A neighborhood co-leader supports the leader. If leader is not on scene, acts as a leader and remains until relieved of duty. Co-leader supports and helps leader with collecting information, maintaining records, and may be assigned to take summary report to the next level of organization. Keeps COPE photo ID to show first responders if requested. Community coordinator / co-coordinator is someone who takes responsibility for a large group of neighborhoods, usually within a homeowners association or geographic area. Recruits and trains COPE neighborhood leaders within their community. Will also collect damage assessment information and report it up to their designated district zone leader for their COPE fire district after an emergency. COPE district zone leader / co-leader is a person who takes primary responsibility for the recruiting and training COPE community and neighborhood leaders in their COPE fire district zone and organizing damage assessment reporting for several neighborhoods in their area. COPE zone leaders will work with many neighborhood leaders and community coordinators to develop methods to communicate damage assessment information from neighborhoods up to the COPE district coordinator at the Santa Rosa Fire District building. District coordinator / co-coordinator is a person who covers a complete fire district, will appoint and train COPE district zone leaders, holds regular meetings for the COPE district zone leaders and supports them at their meetings with community and neighborhood leaders. During a major event, reports to the district fire station and or COPE center to collect damage assessment information from zone leaders and to the emergency operations center using COPE communicators, which are usually ham radio operators located at the fire station and or COPE center. Developing your own COPE neighborhood team. The following 7 steps are guidelines to assist COPE leaders in developing and maintaining their COPE neighborhood teams. 1. Define the scope of your neighborhood include 10 to 20 homes. If a homeowners association, segment into manageable groups. Combine homes into maintained and non-maintained areas, if appropriate. 2. Build your neighborhood leadership team. Enlist one leader and recruit 2 to 3 people as co-leaders. They should be committed to the COPE program and capable of responding after an emergency to rapidly changing situations. 3. Take a census of the residents in your neighborhood. Using the enclosed census form, document resident names, contact information, special skills, special needs, physical limitations, health problems, and equipment that could be useful, such as generators and chainsaws. Be prepared to help neighbors who need assistance. 4. Record information about each home. Record location of gas, water, and electric shutoffs. Understand manual operation of garage door. Note specific fire dangers, such as wooden shingle roofs and location of flammable vegetation. Note availability of special tools to use in emergencies. 5. Identify meeting site and escape routes. Choose a central meeting site to congregate when emergency occurs. Define alternative escape routes for evacuation based on specific situations. Designate a meeting site near home and an alternative site safe outside the neighborhood if the neighborhood is inaccessible or evacuated. 6. Schedule and conduct a meeting of residents. Introduce COPE neighborhood team leader and co-leaders. Review results of COPE team census form. Discuss central meeting site and escape routes, team actions in the event of emergency, and communications and transportation to medical control and evaluation centers. Distribute copies from this guide to each residence. And 7. Maintain your plans and kits with ongoing effort. Every time you change your clocks, every 6 months, conduct a COPE neighborhood team meeting and review and update all COPE material. Update COPE team census form for new residents in your neighborhood or changes to needs and capabilities of residents. Review planned meeting site and escape routes. Inform residents of any changes. Conducting COPE neighborhood team meetings. At the COPE neighborhood team meeting, the COPE team leader will share all information in this guide, answer residents' questions, and determine whether the COPE neighborhood team should have a COPE coordinator accompany the team on a walk around in the neighborhood. The COPE neighborhood team leader will also provide copies of the emergency preparedness kit, preparing yourself at home, earthquake awareness, census form, team roster, neighborhood map, and away-from-home notice sheets for each household. Stress the following to the COPE neighborhood. Team. 1. Know the 2 best evacuation routes from each room, your home, and the neighborhood. 2. Know where your designated COPE neighborhood team meeting site is in your neighborhood and outside the neighborhood. 3. Know which fire station or COPE center is closest to your location and obtain assistance and to provide updates on your neighborhood. 4. Know where your utility shutoffs for gas, electric, and water are located and how to turn them off. Caution residents to not turn off gas except for in a real emergency when you smell natural gas or hear a gas leak. If it is turned off, the gas company will need to come out to turn the gas back on. 5. Know how to open your garage door if the power is off. If you are unable to raise the door manually, please tell your COPE neighborhood team leader so that assistance can be provided. 6. When an emergency occurs, go to the COPE neighborhood team meeting site for roll call. If residents are not present, a team of at least 2 COPE members will go check on them. Remember that your own safety comes first. Never jeopardize your own safety. 7. During or after a major emergency, if safe, get cars out of the garage and park them on the street in the direction that has been determined the best evacuation route. 8. Have an emergency response plan and emergency preparedness kit. 9. Your COPE team leader will collect and summarize information from your neighborhood to relay to the COPE Fire District Zone Coordinator, who alerts the COPE District Coordinator at the nearest fire station or COPE Center. And lastly, 10. Review and update your census, contact information, individual plans, emergency supply kit, smoke detector, and battery-operated devices each spring and fall when you change your clocks.